Oh, boy.
Thanksgiving comes and goes in the Spiegel House. He's down one chair, up one tersely worded email. And temporarily, his friend Farfel has to be boarded. There's children nearby, and being that Josh is as selfless as it gets, you said, yes, you know what? I'll board the dog per your request. You never told us, and I'm not sure if you feel comfortable telling us. Your family came over for Thanksgiving. The kids are a little freaked out. I mean, you had that gigantic 28-pound dog.
Lovable terrier.
Sweetest dog we have ever met besides Pumpernickel.
The and more I think about it, the more it pisses me off. I'm telling like, the more you, insane it is.
It's his house.
Kids and dogs. Like, isn't that a thing? Like, yes, it is. It's like there should be
salt and pepper.
It's like potatoes and cheese.
It's peas and carrots, okay? It's hookers and meth.
Condoms and penises.
Yeah, whoa, yes, that's a great one. They fit inside of one another. You never told us how much it cost to board the dog.
$110.
Oh. Did they pay?
No.
They're the one that made you boarded the dog. They should have freaking paid.
Did they offer?
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, I forgot my wallet.
Now, I don't
want
to put this on you, Spiegel, but what measures did you take to introduce the kids to the dog and the dogs to the kid?
Well, I before they arrived, a few days before, I said to my sister, let me send you some videos and pictures of the dog. So get the kids acclimated.
Wow, so you did. I mean, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Let them watch the dog, because how could you resist an adorable dog like that?
And then when they first got there, though, upon the first meeting, like, come on over, let him smell you. Did you do that whole thing?
I held him. I held the dog so they wouldn't be... And immediately there were shrieks of, don't put him down! Don't put him down! Don't put him down! And I had a gate up in one room downstairs. And I said, you know, you want to come over and you could pet the gate.
So he was even behind a gate?
Yeah.
He was cordoned off from the family. Yes. The thing is the size of a volleyball. The dog couldn't be any more peaceful. I remember the first and only time we ever got to meet the dog. You brought him in here. And outside of a little, hey, how you doing? He jumped all the way up onto my shin.
Right.
Just the sweetest little temperament in the world. You had sold it. The dog on us is being made of like nitroglycerin and cocaine, and the dog could not have had a sweeter temperament.
I know how to pick them.
You do.
I know how to pick them.
Can I make a sound for you, and I'll tell you why I made the sound yesterday?
Okay.
Oh, your Twitter profile banner shut me down yesterday. Have you seen it?
I don't even. I barely go to Twitter anymore.
Have you seen the kissably black lips of a one Farfel on Josh Spiegel's Twitter page? Shut up.
That's him asleep.
He's got the pillow and the sunlight's dancing across his face.
I had to get a dog.
I just wanted to feed that dog Bush's baked beans,
great.
Maple bacon.
He's awesome.
The dog's incredible. And the kids are freaked out.
So this speaks to a bigger... Is this part of the snowflakeification of this nation?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Is that what this is? Is this part of that whole...
I couldn't wait to dive on a dog's
back.
What
is it, the diagram? Do they intersect at some point?
Well, I've been trying to figure out how, what exposure my nieces had that would make them so terrified of a dog. The only thing I can
think...
Lack thereof. Or maybe, you know, seeing dogs portrayed in a scary light in media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The media is responsible.
Oh, like, do they watch a lot of The Dog Whisperer and they've got some freaked out border collie tearing orphans' ears off?
Maybe cartoons. I don't know. But I don't know if any cartoons...
All cartoon dogs do is help you solve mysteries.
Right.
That's
well, because you have one, too, also with going on with you, with June.
Yeah, black
and
bean.
And the dog that she's afraid of. I
can't. Black bean?
We call her black bean. She loves black beans. She loves Mexicans.
Oh, okay.
Food and people. She's very woke. But we call her black bean peen. We love her. And she's sweet, June. And this basset hound comes over. The dog is a blanket. The dog is a physical embodiment of a blanket. You see feet, a beehole, eyes, and then just cloth. That's all this dog is. It's not hyper. It's not energetic. It stays where you put it. It'll call if you come it, and it just chews on its bone. And She gets so effing freaked out in the same sound that you just described. She sees the dog. She'll turn the corner and come into the room and go, "Aah!" And we all have to like, okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And even the boy is freaked out. Comes over last night, and the sister who owns this dog just is essentially treating this dog like her child now. Sort of like before you had Stella, and mm-hmm. the missus would push her yep. around. Same thing. Not quite as fabulous, but same thing. Brings her over, walks the dog around, and I'm in the other room around the corner. I hear the... and like, oh, Christ. And I also hear what sounds like creaking, like crunching, creaking. And that's when I turn the corner, and she has crawled on top of and is standing on my dining room table.
She's like, on the table.
On the table.
Oh, my God.
She's like
that's
a cartoon
a
where you
the
see someone. She's like this on the table going.
Like that dog couldn't catch you if it tried.
It couldn't.
No. Yeah.
If you put the dog on a go-kart and drove the go-kart for it.
Still wouldn't catch
it. Wouldn't catch up with you. And we got to like, come down, baby. Come down, baby. And she's standing on like a part of the dining room table that's it's going to crack and break, and I'm going to be down a table and down a stepdaughter, and my wood floors are going to get scuffed up, and I just refinished them. And I'm like, your dog, like Beautiful Farfel. Why? Why?
Maybe there's maybe some people are just genetically afraid of dogs.
Mike, is anybody afraid? Well, you've pointed out before about people crossing the street when your French bulldog.
Yeah, and part of that is I live in a neighborhood with a lot of Indian people.
Oh, well,
and in
go.
India, I researched this because I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, there must be something to the Indian culture.
Get ready.
Wow.
To lose the Indian.
Yeah, there
demo.
Must be a reason why they don't like dogs. So I looked it up, and there is a reason that they're afraid of dogs, because in India, there's so many feral and wild dogs that they have to teach kids to be careful, because these packs of wild dogs will maul you and rip you apart.
Oh, wow. They'll tear you asunder.
So they were taught from a young age, you know, to avoid dogs, and they don't have them as pets.
You know, there is some valid to this foreign culture dog thing. Because when I was in Israel visiting, when my sister lived in Israel for a year with her 7,000 family members, and I found out that a lot of Israelis, a lot of Jews have dogs, because apparently Arabs are terrified of dogs.
Really?
And so they use them as guard dogs in case a terrorist, not that all Arabs are terrorists, but in case, you know, an Arab breaks in. And
they see this living security right. system.
Yeah, and send your complaints to Mike Anderson.
It was Mike Anderson
mentioned
that.
Damn it.
No, and it is, I mean, look, well, it's difficult. Like, with your thing, that's totally, that dog's 28 pounds. It's a sweetheart. I don't understand. I mean, you gotta get these kids to be like, everybody relaxes. Like I said to Justin before you were in here earlier, that should have made like the weekend even cooler and better for the kids.
Yeah, yeah, that's
they should have
exactly
been like playing
right.
with this dog outside, like throwing tennis balls
hell
with
yeah.
it. The dog should have exhausted the kids. The kids should have exhausted the dog, and everybody collapses in one big happy exhausted ball. I don't get that. It's difficult. Like when you got, like I said, I was in a house with two big dogs and Stella's only four, and her face is like right next to their, you know, she's standing up and their heads are right in line with her head. And it's like, man.
And she's cool with the dog, though.
They were nice dogs.
You're not having to fish her out of a
when
chandelier.
When I first walked in, I'm like, whoa, these are big dogs. I knew Sasha and there was a new dog, but he was a puppy, and you could tell right away the demeanor, and he's sweet and, you know, he was fine. And after like half a day, you know, the dogs are like wrestling and fighting, and she's like yelling at him, like, stop fighting, stop fighting. You know, she was totally fine and, you know, playing with them outside. But it's tough, you know, you don't want these kids to be scared of these dogs, but you don't want anything to happen at the same time. We're talking about people being afraid of dogs, kids being afraid of dogs. It's like a new thing with, you know, the snowflakeification of America.
I feel like that connection's right. I feel like that connection's absolutely astute. That I've never seen a generation more scared of stuff.
Like Spiegel said, maybe it's just the media. Like a lot of times now, the only time you see a dog in the media is for something bad.
Yeah.
And the kids are seeing that, and they, you know, they're afraid of them. And I mean, Keith was just in here. He's had like golden retrievers his whole life. Those are the greatest dogs on earth.
I've never met a dog that didn't want to attack Keith. Every single time he gets near a Sharpei, Chihuahua, Malamute, they just sink their teeth into his flesh, trying to do what time itself can't, and that's kill Mills. I remember when I first moved in with Buck and I had the cats. I think it's not even just a dog thing. I think it's a pet thing. I mean, you've seen my cats before, or you haven't. One of them just hides under the sofa for 23 hours of the day until it has to poop, and the other is just a large pillow with a tail. And for the first 6 months of living together, they would give that cat a wide berth. And I mean, it doesn't swipe, it doesn't growl, it doesn't hiss. They would walk all the way around it. And to their credit, those kids didn't grow up with pets. They didn't have them. I've had a cat or a dog at some point throughout my entire life. So we ask you, 410-338-1098, what's the deal? Why are your kids scared? Why are you scared? Is there a backstory to it?
And you always, too, hear about people having weird phobias. I mean, you think about people being afraid of mice. There's no reason to be afraid of a mouse in your room.
Right. Yeah,
but, I mean, point. I swear to God, if a mouse, like, darts across the room here, I will jump back like a bomb went off.
It's the uncertainty of a mouse's path. A mouse, like, it's all scurrying around. And it's got those little red, gross eyes. Plus, they're just riddled with bacteria. A dog, on the other hand, its mouth, cleaner than a human's. And yet, we're putting our face, tongue, and fingers inside of those things all the time. Let's talk to Nick, Anne Arundel County. Nick, good morning, buddy. Oh, hold on. That's not Nick. That's Nick right there. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Morning. Hey.
So I actually am just getting home and letting the most docile bulldog you've ever met. He's an English bulldog. He's not one of those American, you know, pit bull, whatever, things. But I mean, he's about as aggressive as a plate of meatballs. And I have neighbors down the street that clearly have zero exposure to animals whatsoever that have literally turned around and run screaming into their house.
Yeah.
when I'm taking him on a walk, and he's not barking, he's not pulling, he's barely walking. If I stand in one place too long, he's liable to fall asleep in my feet.
Oh, so precious. But, now, let me ask you a question that Scott proposed earlier to Josh, and you heard his answer. Have you ever done anything to say, hey, come on over. Come here. I'll hold him still. Why don't you rub his little butt? He loves having his head scratched. Here's his bone. Why don't you hand him his bone? You ever tried to acclimate him?
I have tried to kind of make peace. The youngest of them seems like all she wants to do is play with the dog.
There you go.
But the oldest in the family, I can't even bring him within 20 yards without them scooping her up and running into the house.
See,
and she cries.
And that's the fine line we walk because I can't fault people for being cautious because I'm cautious myself. If I don't know a dog, if it's a strange dog, like Stella has run over to strange dogs and I've had to yank her back and go, you just don't run over to a dog you don't know. You have to ask mommy and daddy if you can go over to the dog, and you have to ask the person if you can pet the dog because it's a strange dog. You don't know.
It's temperament.
You know, you feel it out. You talk to the owner for, like you said, for 2 seconds, like, hey, do you mind if she pets him? Is he friendly? Oh, yeah, he's friendly. You can pet him. And then because you just don't know. So you do need that, you know, the initial caution. But, you know, whatever happened to man's best friend, man?
Yeah. And you, okay, and thank you so much, Becky, Drew, I Am Cheese, all the people checking in right now. To your point of, man, you know, maybe it's the depiction of dogs and media or whatever. It's got kids all freaked out. Homie, we grew up with Cujo. We grew up with a mom.
We grew up in the day and age of Cujo, Dobermans, Rottweilers.
Oh, man, what wasn't going to kill you?
I remember my buddy's brother had it like a Rottweiler. We were like, oh, my God, he got a Rottweiler. And it was the sweetest dog on earth. He was giant and he was big, but all he wanted to do was like play, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I'm afraid of so many things, especially people. And I grew up, you know, like you guys, seeing horrible dogs on TV. But I'm not afraid of dogs. So
yeah,
I don't understand. Maybe it is genetic.
And Sean Kane checks in and says, using the hashtag fake news. Boy, oh boy. Mike, warm up that mute button for me. A dog's mouth is not cleaner than a human's. Hey, Sean, you ain't never spend the times in the mouths that I've spent. They're absolute sewers. Yeah. So,
have you ever French kissed a poodle?
Have you? Huh? They are so fresh. so fresh.
Wait, have you French kissed a poodle?
Yes, I have.
Let's go to line two here and talk to John in York. Good morning.
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 Hey, two things. One, I have an American Bulldog and a Boxer, so they are great for keeping kids out of your front yard that you don't want there. But show my son a Chihuahua, and he will jump in the back of a truck. He will leave the room. He will leave because when he was 7 years old, he was bit in the heel by a Chihuahua. But yet he can play with two, 85-pound dogs, but show him a little 4-pound Chihuahua, and he freaks out.
Oh, see, that's, and thank you for the call, John. That you had a Chihuahua, sweet Giorgio. May you rest forever at the feet of Jesus at heaven's table. And was anybody ever afraid of Giorgio? Did you ever meet anybody?
I will admit he wasn't good around like small children. He got very like skittish and a little bit like nippy. And I don't know what that was.
Like if the kid came at the dog, he'd get nippy.
Yeah,
I think just see him like reel up.
Yeah, they were like smaller and they moved quicker, and that's the thing. Like if he was a bigger dog, it probably would have been an issue. But because he was so small, just like he couldn't do any damage.
Mm.
But nah, he was the sweetest. I mean, he was sweet. You know, like, but like, you know, you don't know that. Like that guy, that kid had an experience, obviously, that traumatized him.
Thank you, John.
But it's just like Spiegel's nieces and nephews who come into this house and have no reason to be afraid of a 28-pound terrier that's just a little love muffin. Mm. And then Spiegel's got to drive down the street and take board this dog.
Yes, it's like, what is happening to a Hilton?
Yeah, you're six. Grow up.
Come on. Oh, and Sean, as well as Ariel, as well as Ron, I stand in solidarity with my afraid of horse people. Good God. They have human teeth. That's
and the eyes freak me
thing.
Out. Like with a dog, you can kind of like look into a dog's eyes, and you can see a little bit of their soul. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like with a horse, you just look into that big black eye, and you're like, yeah. "What are you thinking?"
It's an infinite blackness.
Yeah. When you talk to it, are you supposed to look into its right eye? Or
yeah, you can only see. You can only see one eye at a time. Is it weird?
I feel like I could floss your teeth. I don't want to talk to you. La, 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 la. Yeah, a horse was built to bite your face off. Can't stand them. My ex rode horses, by the way, which is a real point of contention for us. Let's go to, we're going to have a good talk. Rose in Bel Air.
Keep this light.
Yeah, she is afraid of cats, but not dogs. Rose.
Hi, good morning.
Let me sway you, Rose.
If anything, I'm with Rose on this one, too. I'm a little bit more afraid of cats than dogs.
So, yeah, I have three Chihuahuas. Sweet as can be, but you put me around a cat, and I'm extremely nervous. They're just unpredictable.
That's my thing. I feel like the unpredictability of a cat is is just, you just don't know.
Cats are assholes, okay? Yeah. And cats are very independent. But it's usually sort of like, I don't feel like being petted. I'm going to leave the room. I'm going to knock the remote control off the coffee table. It's not a, like, dive at your throat and tear your windpipe out
sometimes
kind of thing. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I've seen them swipe at people and it just.
Yeah, that.
Yes, exactly.
Imagine if a cat was the size of like a normal big dog, like 60,
like
70
a lion
pounds.
Or like a lion.
Nobody would own a freaking cat.
Oh, no, yeah. No. If you had a cat the size of like a Great Dane, you know how.
Well, that's a mountain lion. It's
that's
called
a lion.
Mountain lion.
Yes, that's a lion. That's, you're owning a tiger.
Right. That yes. should tell you something.
Hell no.
Right there. Yes, exactly. That's a great analogy, Mike.
Like, here, here.
Just inflate the size of it. Would you ever have that in your house? No.
Well, it's like that dude. Thank you for the call, Rose. And you're wrong. Cats are absolute angels. They're more independent than a dog. Dogs are whores. Can you milk me, Greg? I have nipples. You see that one cat walking around Canton when you still live there? That thing that was like the size of a lynx?
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid of that cat. But that cat is also the size of a Rottweiler. That's a big cat. If that cat chooses to eviscerate you, it can. All right, let's go to an old friend here. Well, looky here, if it isn't Kelly Bell. Kelly Bell, what's up, bud?
I am terrified of dogs. Anybody that knows me knows it. It's been embarrassing for me over
See?
The years.
You even know it.
When you're 6'3" and 300 pounds and afraid of Chihuahuas.
For what? Why?
Hell for
you're the
what
alpha.
Experience did you have?
You're huge.
When I was a kid, and I didn't know anything about this, but when I turned about 21, 22, my dad said, I had backed off from a dog, and my dad said, hey, that probably is because the dog that attacked you in Chicago when you were a kid. And I said, Chicago?
You don't even
so
remember
I'm
it.
Like, to this day, you know, it is completely blocked from my memory.
Wow, so you got attacked. See,
and I mean, it has ruined relationships. It makes me nervous when they bring them to stage. And I've done, you know, I've done plenty of events for ASPCA and,
right,
you know,
parks,
all that stuff.
And Soul
I'm like,
Side,
I'm happy to help, but keep the dogs away so from you my don't green even, room and keep them away from the stage.
Not even at one point, like throughout that whole day or something out at one of these events, you don't like warm up to a dog? You're terrified the entire time?
I have been on dates where I would not date the woman anymore because she had a dog. Because I'm like, I can't come over your house.
Even if it's a sweet dog. You don't even like figure out if it's sweet and will kiss you and love you.
You know, people, it's funny because dog owners too always say, well, you wouldn't be afraid of my dog. I'm like, they don't understand a phobia.
Yeah,
and I tell them all the time, if you could imagine yourself standing in a small closet and over top of you suddenly, you know, the ceiling bursts and you're covered in spiders and rats.
Ooh.
How would that make you feel? Well, that's what I feel like every time a dog walks anywhere near it.
Damn.
Damn.
You got to go get help, son.
I was gonna say, that's why you and Laura didn't work out.